This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The second hour of the program. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The government saying they're going to require you to register your drones now. That's right. You have to register your toys with the government.
They've got a remote control airplane license now. Yeah.
We can tell you more about that, but of course, your calls here come first. We want to hear from you, what's important to you. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. In studio, it's Ian.
And James.
And Mark.
Let's go to TJ, listening in St. Louis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, TJ.
Hey, Ian, I just wanted to talk to you about the New York State Police high IQ test.
Yes, yes, yeah. Where they would refuse a job applicant, a job as a police officer, if they scored too high of an IQ.
That is correct. And basically it was ruled not to be discrimination because they said they applied the same discriminatory standard to everybody. In other words, anyone who is too smart didn't get hired. So it wasn't it wasn't discrimination to not hire this one particular guy because they didn't hire anybody who was too smart.
That's ridiculous. Now that's dumb.
Mark, you have to understand the law. They had a rational basis. That doesn't mean it was a smart idea. They had one rational reason, however crazy it may be, and the rational basis given was that people with high IQs are more likely to quit and therefore cost the government money through high employee turnover.
That may very well be the case, and I don't disagree with an employer's ability to hire somebody with a high IQ and a low IQ, but to suggest that it's not discrimination because you're choosing to discriminate against people who have high IQs, that's just playing with the words. That's like saying
I totally agree with you, Mark, but of course I also believe that we haven't taken this line of logic far enough. Think about like public school teachers. If your IQ is too high, you're likely to quit and become bored. So we need to implement caps that if you have too high of an IQ, you can't be a public school teacher or a parking meter enforcer or a tax collector or a judge. And, you know, despite how crazy this might sound, I would like to point out that the government is actually late to the party. The private sector has been doing this for years in trying to screen for certain jobs. Like if you want to be a telemarketer, they ask you questions like, would you rather be in a meeting or would you rather answer memos? So there's no questions that where the answer is obviously right. But using advanced mathematical analysis, mathematicians can actually take your answers to these very crazy questions and make kind of accurate predictions on whether or not you're going to quit within 5 years. And this has, led to a whole industry of people. If you want to get a job, you need to know the right answer to give. And so if you're going to apply to be a special agent, you need to know what the right answer to the questions are. And, so that if you want the job, because you got to, if you have an IQ, you can always pretend to have a lower IQ than what you have.
Sure. If he would have known when he had taken this test that it would have been an issue, he could have, Christmas tree a little bit and he'd have been fine.
In fact, that might actually be the sign of the smartest intelligence. You know when you're so smart, you know when you need to appear to be dumb.
Right. Well, yes, officer, I will just do whatever it is I'm told. I don't question authority.
Well,
thanks
actually,
for the call.
Ian,
go ahead.
Ian, yes? If you do take the FBI aptitude exam, that is exactly the kind of answers they want to hear.
Thanks for the call, TJ. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Virgil. He's on the line calling from, I believe, Ohio. Virgil DeDuva, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, great to have you on the show. You're actually coming on because I requested that you come on to Free Talk Live. We've had you on in the studio before. You're an activist in Ohio. You are the publisher over at truthvoice.com, but you're also the man behind Cell 411.
Yes, Ian, I really appreciate you asking me to be on. You're such a great guy and a huge backer.
$50 isn't a huge backing amount, well, but it's something I threw in today.
It is. I mean, it adds up. That's you know, that helps. So I do appreciate it. You've talked a lot about it, and I'm very thankful for that.
You're doing a fundraiser to support Cell411 to release it as free software. But tell our listeners what it is in the first place.
Sure. So Cell411 is basically a micro social network or a platform and an app, a mobile app that allows activists and, you know, family members and pretty much anyone who has any sort of emergencies to handle and, you know, deal with these emergencies in a way, other than involving government employees. So in other words, you reach out to trusted friends and family members and neighbors and other folks, who are not police officers or may not necessarily be government employees. And you notify them in almost real time of basically emergencies, whether it's a car broken down or whether or not you're involved in activism, cop blocking, or being arrested or witness police violence, or you want to stream video live to your friends or family members or neighbors. You can do all these things with this app. So not to pat myself on the shoulder, on the back, but I think in the last 3 months we've managed to put together a pretty decent app that's hey, maybe it's a premium app for activists today in America. I would like to think that. I don't know. Maybe I'm too, you know, too optimistic.
Well, I think we're going to have to test your IQ.
Well, there's no doubt Virgil's a brilliant programmer. I mean, you put this app together in like a month or two's time, and you released it for 99 cents on both the Android and the iPhone stores. And it's awesome. It works really well. The first version worked right out of the box. There's another app that we've talked about previously on this program that tried to do what you have done successfully, and they failed at it. I'm sorry, but they failed at it miserably. And then they attempted to raise even more funds to fix the broken app that they released. And the amount of funds they were trying to raise to fix their broken app was something like 7 times the amount that you're trying to raise to upgrade or to rather release your app for free. So if you raise the $10,000 that you're looking to raise at this GoFundMe campaign, GoFundMe.com/cell411, you will release this app, which is only 99 cents right now. You'll release it as a free app on both iPhone and Android, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, what's happening, Ian, is it's a psychological thing that's happening in the mobile app business where even this minute amount of 99 cents is actually keeping users from adopting or you know, installing an application. And since I really, really believe very strongly in what this app does, I think I honestly believe that it can change the way activism is done in the world. And really promote the ideas of liberty as well at the same time. And that's why I really want to make it free. And not because I don't care about making money off of this. I happily have been basically subsidizing the development cost of, mm-hmm. of, you know, for the app. But mostly, you know, to be honest with you, if we reach a goal of $5,000, you know, the app will be free for everyone. $10,000 is a very very optimistic goal, which I'm not sure it will reach. But that's for the foreseeable future. That amount will not necessarily cover the development expenses or the salaries of developers that are helping out. But it will mostly cover for the foreseeable future the hosting expenses, licensing costs associated with video streaming and so on. And that's pretty much enough to cover all our expenses. Because I don't mind, you know, subsidizing cost of development, but these monthly, you know, month-to-month expenses kind of add up after a while, and I would like to not be involved in that if I can.
Yeah, no, totally understood. Well, I mean, you and I discussed on Facebook having the different tiers of the app where, like, the free app could not have video streaming, for instance.
Right.
I don't need that. I don't need an app that does it all. I like that Cell411 sends out alerts. That's what it does best, in my opinion. If I want video streaming, I'm going to bring up Bambuser. I'm going to use that to stream out just because that's something that they focus. That's the only thing their app does, you know, and it does a good job at it.
Yeah, that's very true. We are trying to package it all in one place to be kind of, you know, the you know, toolkit for activists if we can. And we're trying to really do as best of a job as we can at all these features. But overall, I recognize what you're saying. We've looked at the in-app purchasing features available. And to be honest with you, it would have taken a substantial amount of development work to implement these, you know, you know, a la carte type features. And we basically decided, you know, screw this. Let's just make it free for everyone. Everyone can win. It can help people all over the world and just, you know, get it done. And we have a new version prepared to release actually
tonight.
Oh,
let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. So you've got time, right?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
Right. More with Virgil Viduva from Cell 411. I think it's worth, it's certainly worth the 99 cents. So you can go and get it right now over at the Apple or the Android stores and try it out for yourself. And we'll talk about the fundraiser and what's coming next for the app coming up.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. LRN53. And also Skype us at Skype username LRN.FM. Perhaps you are a shopper at Amazon, and you've purchased all manner of different things there, right? Because they've got huge selection, lots of different categories, all kinds of products, at great prices. There's no doubt about that. That's why they're a tremendous success. Now, imagine getting 20% off everything you buy at Amazon from this point forward. That's going to add up. That's going to add up fast. And that's what's happened for me when I've been using SaveItPurse.com to purchase things through Amazon. I've saved 20, 25, 30, 35, 40%. I have saved as much as 40%. Mark, you've saved as much as 45%.
Just saved 30% right now. We've got to purchase a pair of shoes.
Nice.
I buy the same brand of shoes over and over again.
You know they fit shoes, so you don't have to try them on.
I've had back problems in the past, and it seems like a new pair of shoes every 6 months is helpful in this area. I'm not 100% sure whether this is just voodoo, but it doesn't really matter. Ultimately, you know, I've got these inserts, and the inserts fit nicely in them. They happen to be Merrells, if anyone cares. But they're hiking shoes.
Yeah.
You know, and I like them. But why am I going to the store where I'm paying, $120 per pair every six months when I can go through SaveItPurse.com, and that's SaveATPurse.com, and get it for 30% off. I know I'm going to get the shoes, so you just put the purchase out there, let it sit around for a week or two or whatever. Somebody will pick it up ultimately.
And they did. And you can do that too. Just go to SaveAtPurse.com. The catch is you have to have Bitcoin. If you don't have Bitcoin, then you can't get these big savings. But if you've got Bitcoin, you're good to go. And even if you don't yet have Bitcoin, just go to SaveItPurse.com and get started there. Learn more about it. Watch their intro video and create your account. When you create your account through SaveItPurse.com, Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of your future purchases. So you can join us here, and we've got Virgil Viduva on the line. He's the designer, the developer of Cell 411, which I have on my smartphone, but I want more people to have on their phones. And one of the problems, as you pointed out, Virgil, with the mobile phone app world is that people are used to getting things for free. And this is, of course, true about the Internet in general. People are used to getting their news for free. So when they come across a news paywall on a website, they balk and they're not going to pay it because they can go somewhere else to get their news. And there's plenty of apps out there, and most of them are free. So people are spoiled like that. And it's really hard to get around that.
Yeah, and I had this situation. I didn't get Virgil's app, right? And the reason was I guess my phone was set up with the wrong credit card. Somehow or another, the purchase wasn't going through, and I never took the time to figure out, how to give Google the right credit card in order to do it. I didn't know which buttons to push in order to make that happen, so it was just easier not to do something than it was to do it. And I would say that yes, I am as spoiled as anybody, but I was willing to spend the buck, as it were.
But you weren't willing to actually go through the process of correcting your credit card information.
Right. I think I had to go on the regular computer to do that as opposed to doing it on my
handheld. No, I don't think so.
Well,
I'm sure you can do it on your phone.
It's not like I had my card on me either.
Cell 411, it's pretty simple in its design. Do you think someone like Mark, who can't figure out how to update his credit card information, is going to be able to use Cell 411?
Yeah, I hope so. Mark has the app. I think we've set up some training classes for him.
I do not have the app. It's not like you gave that thing to me for free.
Yeah, those are all good points. I know what you mean. And these are really the problems that I run into with a lot of people. I get emails from people almost every day saying, oh, this is such a great idea, but, you know, why is it not free? I don't spend the money on it. And
it's a dollar.
I know.
If it was easy to spend a dollar on it. If it was Bitcoin, I would have done it in an instant because it would have been that easy. But
right.
Credit cards, they're complicated.
So making it free, I'm really hoping you will eliminate this barrier that's keeping some people away. And honestly, Ian, you and me, we've talked about college kids and how college students are. You know, they may have a dollar, but they don't want to spend it. So making the app free.
Oh, they will spend it. They'll spend it on beer and pizza. But they're not going to spend it on an app. Let me talk a little bit about this college kids idea, because I think there's a cool factor feature of the app that we haven't really touched on yet. Yes, you can send out an alert to your friends and your family members, whoever it is that you know that has this app, Because, you know, as long as they have the app, then you can get each other on your lists, and you can have different lists of different people that you might want to send an alert to, which is really awesome. And that if that's all Cell411 did, it'd be a killer app. But you added a feature that actually allows you to, what was it called, patrol mode or something like that? Tell me about that.
It's patrol mode. So patrol mode is basically a button you flip on. It actually comes on enabled by default, and it basically creates a 50-mile radius around you, around your current location. And if another Cell411 user that you are not connected with, you may be a total stranger, if that user issues a global alert, let's say his or her car breaks down, you know, 20 miles down the street from you. They don't know anyone. They're traveling through the area. They issue this global alert. They're scared. They need a tire change. You will actually, if you have patrol mode enabled, you will receive this alert from this total stranger, and you have the option to go help a stranger should they ask for help. And I think this really crosses the boundaries of, you know, just creating these silos, whether it's families or neighbors and so on, and kind of pushes the app and the idea of voluntarily helping other people, it pushes it beyond these barriers. And I think it's actually a really cool feature, in my opinion.
I think it's huge, because if you think about it from a cop block aspect, here in Keene, we do cop blocking, which is, you know, copblock.org. Our listeners, many of our listeners are familiar with this. It's a liberty, or it's mostly a liberty-oriented group that promotes police accountability. And when you go out and you physically, in real life, do cop blocking, that means, you know, you're going out, you're recording the police when they're messing with people, and you're informing people of their rights. Anyway, one of our guys here in town, JP Freeman, he's going to be hosting the cop block panel at the upcoming Keenevention, which is in less than 2 weeks. He has been known to give his cell phone number to college students in the college neighborhood here in Keene. And the purpose,
what a hero.
The purpose of this, Mark, is to give his number out in case the cops come try to, like, bust up a house party or something like that. They can then text JP and let them know, hey, the cops are here at this address. And then he'll show up. If he's in the neighborhood, he'll show up with his video camera. And this has happened to where, you know, JP's been out on the streets.
Right.
He's been cop blocking. Someone sent him a text, and it's worked. And that's cool, but it's only limited to JP because they don't have everyone's phone number. And they don't know all the different cop blockers. And if JP's not there, then there's no, you know, they can't be helped, basically. But if these college students have Cell411 and then they send a message saying cops are messing with us, then
right.
And they send this out to the, you know, the global alert, as you're saying, then anyone who's a cop blocker who has Cell411 can respond to that, which means everybody on the streets can respond instead of just one person.
It could be hundreds of people with one tap of your thumb, basically, could get notified instantly with your current GPS coordinates, with turn-by-turn Google Maps directions,
right.
You know, how to get to you. It's really, really handy. I mean,
yeah, I was going to ask that, because that's really important. If somebody in 20 miles away needs help with getting a tire changed or something, I'm going to need directions.
You won't know the neighborhood.
Right, to get where they are in order to be able to help them.
Virgil, can you stay for another segment?
Absolutely.
All right, stand by. More with Virgil Viduva, the creator of Cell411. Go look for it in your Apple Store and the Play Store. The fundraiser that is going on right now, he's looking to raise $10,000 to make the app free, and I think that that's a pretty reasonable price considering the programming work that's gone into it. GoFundMe.com/Cell411. It's Free Talk Live.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio. You've got me, Ian.
And James.
And Mark.
And also, you can visit us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are completely free, so download episodes, get interactive in a variety of different ways, or get interactive in real life at the upcoming Bitcoin Investor Conference.
Yeah, I'm going to be there, and Free Talk Live's broadcasting live. It's October the 29th and 30th in Las Vegas at the beautiful D Hotel in downtown Las Vegas. They accept Bitcoins at the D Hotel. It's going to be a great event. They're going to have great speakers. Trace Mayer, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Stephen Michaels is putting the event on. He'll be, of course, speaking also. Brian Sovereign, Bitcoin Bell. It's a huge lineup, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Check it out at bitcoininvestor.com, and we're giving away some free tickets on our Facebook page. You go to, I think we're going to be drawing the winners tomorrow. So
I thought you said Wednesday, but I could be wrong.
Isn't Wednesday tomorrow?
Nope.
Today's Monday.
It's Monday.
Oh, well, there you go. Day after tomorrow, we'll be drawing a winner. Go to facebook.freetalklive.com. Just make a guess. Guess a number between 1 and 1,000, and we'll be giving away some tickets. See if you get one. BitcoinInvestor.com to find the lineup and find out everything else you need to know. BitcoinInvestor.com.
All right, so Cell 411, the fundraiser, it's going on right now. It just kicked off this afternoon, so it's brand new. You can be one of the initial contributors over at GoFundMe.com/Cell411. That's C-E-L-L 411. Virgil Vaduva is with us here on the phones. We were talking about one of the things that makes this just an amazing app is the patrol mode, where normally Cell 411 allows you to just send the standard operation of this app is to send an alert to your friends to your family members or whoever it is you've gotten to also download the app. You can send an alert like some sort of emergency is happening to you. Maybe there's a fire, it's a medical emergency, the police are harassing you. There are several different, alerts that you can send out. You're being pulled over, you're being bullied, stuff's on fire, criminal activity, I'm cop blocking, so I'm reading off of some of the alerts that you can send here. But patrol mode allows you to send alerts and receive alerts, or rather allows you to receive alerts from anyone in the area, even if they're not on your friends list.
Which is invaluable.
This is huge. This is going to change the cop blocking game, because if cop blockers can go out and they can turn people on to this app, if they can say, hey, look, you know, we can't guarantee we're going to respond, but your friends might respond. Here, download this app and we'll get you set up. You could walk someone through it, right? Like you could stand there while they download the app and give them a tutorial or whatever. Whereas if you have to pay 99 cents, that's not going to happen. A stranger right. It's hard enough to convince your friends and your family to pay 99 cents to download an app that could save their life or keep them out of jail, and it's going to be next to impossible to convince a total stranger to do the same thing. So that's one of the reasons you're looking to raise $10,000 to release this app free to the world, right?
Yep, that's the reason, and it's really the main reason. I just want users to adopt this app, and to be honest with you, like I mentioned earlier, we don't even have to raise. That's just an amount I put out there to see where we go.
Well, it's good to shoot for the moon if you want to make it over the fence. Right?
That's very true.
Yeah.
But Ian, you know, the next iteration is out. We're going to actually release two new versions within the next week, Ooh. Most likely.
Tell me more about that. What's going to be new in Cell 401?
Oh, man, some really, really cool stuff. One feature that's probably going to be in the second release here in the next week will be basically some GPS coordinates that are known for police brutality and police incidents. So when you drive or you're present within that area within a certain range,
look out!
Yeah,
you alert.
Wow, red zones.
Yeah.
And then the another big feature would be the ability to have a dispatch mode. And the Ooh. Dispatch mode came about after a request from a volunteer fire department. This fire department cannot afford to have a dispatcher on staff.
It's expensive. Even being part of the mutual aid, they just hit you with those fees.
Right. Right, and basically they reached out to me and they said, hey, Virgil, we love this app. It's perfect for what we do, for volunteer interaction and volunteer emergency response, but we don't have a dispatcher. How do we dispatch, fire department type work to a certain location? So dispatch mode, once you enable it, it basically will allow you to issue alerts to a location other than where you presently are. So you can tap on an alert, and then you can drop a pin on the map, and the alert will be issued from that location.
Now, this would only be, I hope, for your friends, the people on your list, right? You wouldn't want someone to just be able to do that, like to send
right.
it globally, because then that could mean someone was kind of messing with the system
right.
or could mess with
people
it.
People will get really confused if we do that. This is only for friends, you know, and family members and people you know within your close, you know, cell.
That's awesome, dude. So let me tell you how that can help with cop blocking, too. Like, I'm glad that that's going to help for volunteer fire dispatch. That's another great killer app for this.
Eliminate, to some extent, at least for the small departments, this could eliminate thousands of dollars per year costs. But, you know, like Virgil's having trouble coming up with, donors to give $10,000 to this. 10 departments, you know?
Yeah, no doubt about it. So here's how it can help cop blocking. You can do the same thing. We've actually had at one time, we had a guy when we were doing cop blocking, Steve Z in the area, he would sit and listen to the police scanner, and then he would call out to us on our two-way radios where the police activity was. Someone could do that same thing now with the new upcoming version of Cell 411, where they're sitting there. They're the only one who's monitoring. Their only job is to monitor the police frequency. Then they can send out Cell 411s as to where the police calls are coming in from. Because
right.
it's a pain in the butt. I've been out on the streets doing cop blocking. It is a pain in the butt to have to monitor the cell phone. Like, I can tune into the police scanner, because here in Keene we have a police scanner feed for this purpose. I can listen to that on my cell phone. I got that in my one ear. In my other ear, I have my two-way radio. And then I'm trying to talk to people on the streets at the same time. And if somebody, you know, if there's a call coming across the police scanner and I'm talking with some college students about their rights, I'm going to miss that call.
Right.
But if somebody's in dispatch and they, you know, they put something on cell 411 saying, oh, you know, over on Baker Street or whatever, there's a call. And then I can decide to, after I'm done with my conversation or whatever, I can look at cell 411 and see if there's anything fresh. That sounds amazing. You said that's happening in an upcoming release, like within the next 2 weeks?
Yes, that should be actually in the very next release. And and then I'm not even done. We have more features, things like a fake delete button for video streams. So that way, if you're cornered by a violent police officer who observed you,
or another violent person who wants you to delete something,
right? You can just show them, hey, look, you know, I'm going to delete this video. It's basically a fake button. It's not actually going to delete, you know, to delete the video, and then the video is still stored on our servers, and you know, will be still available for download later on. So,
So worth a dollar. So worth a dollar. But right. But you want to give this thing away for free. You've got to raise, your goal is $10,000. The website is GoFundMe.com/cell411. I was the second person to throw in. I threw it $50 at this. I think it's well worth it.
We'll post it on the Free Talk Live's Facebook page. But
I already did.
Tell me when people are funding for this $10,000, what are they funding? Because oftentimes people want to know that.
Right.
What is it that they're, you know, paying for?
Yeah, so I basically have a team of pretty much full-time developers working on this around the clock. That's how we're able to push these features out so quickly. I'm paying for that myself. I've already spent well over $10,000.
I'll bet you have.
Actually, well over $10,000 of my own money, obviously, to subsidize this.
Thank you.
I don't expect. Yeah, no problem. Of course, this is a project based in principles, not a desire to make money or anything.
Yeah, you can't make money very effectively at activism. I mean, a lot of people have tried, and it is just not a profitable enterprise typically.
Right. So, but, you know, I'm hoping that if we raise enough, maybe some of that will offset the cost. I don't really care as much about that, but I want to make sure that we have we have servers hosting in Amazon Web Services, in AWS. Amazon has a very solid hosting environment. We have servers hosted there. We have some other database and an API type of front-end calls that we need to make to another, you know, service provider, which right now it's single-threaded, and I would like to start paying them for service, because when you pay, they allow you to make multiple calls a second, you know, and increase the number of calls that you can make, API calls.
All right, we're getting a little too technical, but thank you, Virgil, and I think it's awesome. The website, again, GoFundMe.com/cell411. Thank you, and keep us up to date on the developments, because this is one of the most exciting apps out there, in my opinion. Thanks, Virgil.
Thank you.
This is Free Talk Live. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And enjoy the website and the features that you'll find there. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support this program, one of the things you can do for us is to donate $5 per month to Free Talk Live to help us expand the program, to help us get on more radio stations around the country, to bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom, expand our satellite footprint as well. We can do all those things and more with your $5 a month. So please go, and you'll get perks. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines. There's the AMP-only Facebook group and more. Go and learn more and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our site at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Once again, if you didn't get the URL for the Cell 411 fundraiser, I'm super excited about this. GoFundMe.com/Cell411. I sure hope that that reaches its goal, because I think it's probably the most important activist app out there. I would say it's tied up there with Bambuser. Bambuser is a great app for recording video.
It's going to have the facets of Bambuser here. It already does have the facets of Bambuser. So, you know, I mean, whether or not you particularly prefer it for that, it's
honestly,
still...
I haven't even tried that aspect of Cell 411. It interests me, but I'm just saying it's that important of an app. People should have both of those apps, in my opinion. And Bambuser is free, and hopefully Cell 411 soon will be, with your help at GoFundMe.com/Cell411. All right, so we were discussing the idea previously of this domestic terror supposed threat. And if you want to comment on that, you're welcome too. Inquisitor.com has the story about the government requiring you to register drones. That is supposedly coming soon. Justin Strait reporting, the U.S. government will soon require consumers to register newly purchased drones with the Department of Transportation. Officials will announce the details on, well, apparently today, along with plans to form a task force on the flying devices. Ooh, we always need more government task forces. Will the plan stop the dozens of close call situations caused by drone operators? The basic idea is, if a drone is caught in the wrong place, it could be traced back to whoever bought it. making users think twice about flying the machines into dangerous situations, according to Yahoo News. And recently, there have been plenty of such incidents. The FAA reported there are now around 100 incidents of drones flying perilously close to commercial aircraft every month, up from 20 per month at the same time last year. One of the closer calls included a drone coming within 100 feet of a passenger jet that was coming in to land at JFK Airport. In another incident, an unmanned aircraft got within 100 feet of another jet at 1,700 feet in the air. The safe distance between aircraft is at least 1,000 feet.
So I guess what I'm wondering here is you register your remote control airplane with the government, and
they want you to do.
They've got some kind of serial number on the plane, I assume. If the chunks of your plane end up in the engine of a 747, they pull it out, they find the serial numbers, they piece together the pieces, put together the serial number, and then they can say, "Hey, look, dum-dum. You're gonna have you're responsible for this," and I think that there's some value to that. However,
wait, how can you hold someone responsible unless you can prove that they were the one piloting the drone?
Well, you certainly go to the person who bought the plane and ask them, "Were you piloting this plane?" And if they say
yes, I don't
talk
to police.
Right, you don't. That's fine. Where was
I being detained? Cell 411.
Yeah. I can tell you what. There are 300 dead people from this 747. Yes, you're being detained. Come with us downtown, and then we're gonna beat the crap out of you in some dark room until this whole thing about having a lawyer is kicked out of you. They did it on 9/11. They'll do it to you. So that absolutely can happen. Second, but the question I would have is. Right now, when it comes to, say, a driver's license, you can be reasonably sure that 99% of the people on the road have a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know if people who have, because I've flown a drone, I've flown remote control airplanes at my house. I've got one, as a matter of fact.
Uh-oh.
And does that mean that it seems unlikely that people are actually going to do this?
Yeah, and also, what if you sell the drone? What if you take it to a store and you sell it to a thrift shop or something like that, or you put it on eBay and you're tired of this drone thing? It's always crashing, but it hasn't broken, so you're going to sell it cheap.
Try to get your money out of it.
Transfer the license at the same time as well, and what's that process going
to
be like?
Well, the next thing will be you have to have a pilot's license to operate.
1,000 hours minimum of operation. You got to go through training and go through certification, et cetera. Yeah, don't give him any ideas, James. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York has proposed...
He's always behind this crap, isn't he?
...proposed a new law requiring manufacturers of unmanned aircraft to put geofencing technology into their software, according to the Huffington Post, preventing drones from being operated near a danger zone, going one step beyond a federal register. In announcing his idea, Schumer reportedly said, quote, "God forbid a drone was sucked into the engine of a passenger airline that was flying. It'd be a huge tragedy. And it's a matter of time before that
happens."
Certainly
it'd be a tragedy.
There have been other problems as well. Drones have been crashing at sporting events. Last month, unmanned devices crashed in the U.S. Open and the University of Kentucky's Wildcats home opener. No one was hurt, and the latter situation, university officials weren't sure how to punish the student pilot.
Right. Some student had a remote control airplane at an event, and it fell down. And no one was hurt. Let's make sure they're punished.
Meanwhile, in California, pilots looking to get a view of the seasonal wildfires have flown drones into danger zones, impeding the work of aerial firefighters. Firefighting aircraft were even prevented from attacking a blaze on Cajon Pass for 20 minutes while drones took up the airspace. The flames managed to sweep over a freeway, destroying 20 vehicles. So they're trying to make the case here that the drones are causing all kinds of havoc out there, and that, well, we know from the roadways that once people get a government permission slip, that everything becomes safer.
Yeah, they're a lot better. I
know, that's nonsense. Yeah. There's accidents every single day on the roadways involving people that are licensed operators of those vehicles. Having the drone people be licensed isn't going to make anyone any safer. It's not necessarily going to mean that people take fewer risks. It's just going to create a government bureaucracy that is then funded by whatever fees that they're charging for these licenses.
It'll be another thing that they can go after people for.
And more prosecutions. Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line to me. Because if you're going to, I don't know, let's say that you want to fly your drone next to the Empire State Building, you're not going to abide by this. you know, why would you register that?
Yeah, and for what I've heard, it doesn't go into it in this article. From what I've heard, it will be on you to send in the registration. So it won't be like a, you know, I used to work at Kmart, and they would actually sell the turkey permits or whatever. You could go to the store and literally get these things in a department store. I don't think that's what they're going to be doing with these drone applications. So you still will be able to buy the drone, and then you'll have to send in for the permission slip. Basically. So, yeah, what percentage of people will actually go through that process?
I don't know. It seems like if you want people to license themselves, that you're going to have to do it at the place of purchase.
You would think.
That's the only way that you're going to make this work. And, you know, the government is reasonably good at forcing this kind of crap down the throats
of businesses. Coming soon to the dark net, it's going to be drones.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, it's... now, here's the question. What level of a... Because you can currently buy, like, at 80% of an AR-15 and then mill it out the rest of your way with, like, a handheld drill or something like that. And, you know, at what point in the process does a motor and some plastic become a drone? I don't know the answer to that, or a remote control airplane. I want to keep on stressing that these are remote control airplanes.
Right.
these are not drones or something special. So at what point in the process is this the case? I'm sure there's going to be people. I know there are people that kit out these things currently. I mean...
That what them?
That kit them out.
Kit them.
Yeah.
Okay, meaning they build them up from... parts.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're saying what happens if you sell one on Craigslist or something like that, and that's a great question. What happens if, you know, three friends buy three different ones? We mix some parts around or whatever. Which one's the drone belong to? Because this is, when it comes to weapons, it's the receiver. Whatever part of a firearm is called a receiver is
like
the gun.
Majority of it, basically.
I don't know.
It's the big metal part, essentially.
They
metal
say,
part that doesn't move.
There's some things that look awfully like a gun that aren't a gun. Mm-hmm. If the receiver is the gun, I don't know. But which part of the drone, which part of the remote control airplane is the remote control airplane? If mine has propellers that I can trade out if I want it to do different things, a different propeller.
I want to know what the drone pilots out there think about this, because this is becoming a hobby. I've known a few people in my life who have these drones, or who have had a drone before it crashed. Because it seems to happen a lot with these things.
Yeah, well.
So if you're going to spend money on a drone, be prepared to spend more money on another drone later. If you are a drone operator, how do you feel about these new requirements? And when are they going into effect? That wasn't really made clear to me. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or Skype in. It's Skype username, lrn.fm. The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level, and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the fourth edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.